young here? They've done a, they've...
Well, they've improved it, and they've opened so much more of it. You see, right here back of me, about, oh, 100 feet back over there was woods.
And
they've cleared every bit of it up. My husband used to get up and go over there in the morning and wouldn't be gone for about an hour, come back with 10 or 12 squirrels, and had muscadines back there that made the best jelly you ever tasted. But it's all been cleared up. Everybody, we've cleared up everybody, and the neighbors all around clearing.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody said the other day, we're going to have to go back to wood stoves. I said, yes, but where are they going to get the wood if everybody goes back to it? I said, I reckon I'd have to cut out all my pecan trees.
Well, a kind of a deep place in the woods that would be cut by a stream would be a... Have you ever seen those kind of deep places where the water will just wash out?
Yes, mm-hmm.
That's a...
Kind of a valley in it that washes out. That happens in the hills more than doesn't happen in the depth.
You don't have a lot of washing here?
Mm-hmm.
Water doesn't run fast enough, I don't guess.
No, not it doesn't. Unless we have just an unusually hard rain, it washes some, but not much.
Well, if there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain... Like across the road, it would leave a what?
Well, it would just maybe leave a little dent, a little place in the road you might see on the gravel, on the dirt roads. It used to show up plenty because it make a regular little ravine across there. But not in the gravel roads. It never has done that. You could see where it was over the road, but it didn't do anything to it.
Now, most of the main roads around here are... Now or what?
A blacktop. Very few gravel roads.
Have you ever seen that kind of hard white road that's like city sidewalk?
The cement?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Yes. The first hard surface road in this whole Mississippi Delta was in Washington County. It was built from below Glen Allen down to almost where Ms. Light lives. And it wasn't but 12 feet wide.
In all of Mississippi?
That was the first concrete road that was built in Mississippi. And I made a trip to Greenville, took a bunch of ladies up there. My dad had a great big 7-passenger car, and when we went, we always filled it up. And it was that thick. There was no place that you could get off. They hadn't put the shoulders on it, you see. And I met a traveling man on that road. He got out of the car and came to look to see if I could get off the road. And there was a place right up back of him that he says, can't you get off the road? I said, you just back your car right back up that road. That's the place for it, and you let me come by. I said, there he was in a small car, could back up a lot of, and there was no place behind me. I'd had to back a mile to get by. And he turned around and went on. I thought it was wasn't very nice of him to come down there. They said, well, you got him told, all right. I said, well, I wasn't doing anything else to do.
That used to cause a lot of problems, didn't it?
It did, until they got shoulders on it. It was just red something.
My granddad used to tell stories of meeting people on the roads and arguing with them.
Yeah.
Okay, then higher than a hill would be a... What about a little rising land? That would be a what? You call that a...
Well, we don't have that in the Delta.
You don't?
You have it down. You have it in the hills.
Mm-hmm. You know what they call them?
Well, they call them hills down there. Of course, it's a not a high hill. It's a slight hill, but we the only thing we have in the Delta is that those mountains that we have. Oh, you'll find in some places a little rise there, but that's all it is.
Yeah.
The difference in the level of ground, you see.
Mm-hmm. So now.